Our guest at the cafe this morning is our technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez, who is the business technical analyst for the A&M Commerce Provost Office.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great, and it's been too long since we talked to you. Mm-hmm. You ever feel like you're too dependent on the internet or social media?
You know, there's times when you're thinking, boy, I've done nothing but stare at a computer all day long.
I think a lot of us have had that feeling, and there's a couple of articles here we're going to be talking about that I came across on the subject of pulling back from technology. Now, this may just be unrealistic in the world that we live in today, but some people do have that ambition.
Some of them do, and you know, I could relate to one of the gentlemen who wrote the article saying, you know, being exposed and to a computer or to a device all day long as being their job, going home mm-hmm. wanting to disconnect, mm-hmm. definitely.
Really?
I could relate to that a little bit, but more and often than only, I find myself asking a question. Well, I'll just go straight to my phone and look at it, you know, right. Or go to the laptop, check it out.
That's right. So. That's right. So he described students walking home from school mm-hmm. Together, but all plugged into their smartphones, and they're all listening to their own individual thing. People in the gym, of course. Mm-hmm. I have the experience teaching classes here. You walk into a classroom, mm-hmm. and 10 years ago, maybe further back, but certainly 20 years ago, there would be a lot of chatter.
Yep.
Students would be talking together, you know, before class yep. began. You'd have to quiet them down.
Oh.
You don't have to quiet them down anymore.
In the hallways, too. I mean, I walk down the BA building now, and when classes start, you wouldn't know classes were in session or out of session or mm-hmm. if the students were in the classrooms or not, because mm-hmm. you're right. The conversations, they're not happening as much anymore. You know, when it was quiet, you know, we'll say 5 years ago, like you were saying, they were quiet because maybe they're cramming for a test right. beforehand, you know, but not anymore.
They're just, all staring at that phone, and there's no conversation taking place between them. And in from my point of view, in a way, that's a good thing. But, they're not interacting with each other.
And it's a lot easier with the type of devices out there to just be more convenient to not actually have those conversations.
Yeah. So he has some fairly common sense suggestions, which again may be overly optimistic, but turning off the phone or putting the phone on silent when you're in a social setting mm-hmm. with people.
Yeah. For me, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because more often than not, I bring a laptop into a meeting now.
Sure.
And it depends on the vibe of the meeting room, because again, that's how I take my notes, where
right.
typical pen and paper would be acceptable, but oh my gosh, I'm bringing in a laptop.
Well, a laptop, though, is, I think, people recognize as a note-taking device more so than, say, than a smartphone.
True.
There's another article, and we're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator, and another article is from the New York Times by a fellow who has quit Facebook, and that's an interesting article.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I actually have a few other, you know, some of my friends have done the same thing right now, just they give it up for 40 days.
right, in the desert.
Yeah.
Fasting.
Yeah, but, you know, it is kind of crazy that you're not missing out still on things. And that's what he's talking about in the article.
That's what they tell you? You've asked them?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, and like, you know, do you feel like you're, you know, missing out? You know, he mentioned FOMO, failure of missing out. And, you know, some of them, yeah, they like to be in touch every morning. You know, wake up and you're going to flip through the social media mm-hmm. and see what you're missing. But for the majority, I've asked one of them, and he's nah. You know, I keep in touch with those that I want to be in touch with, anyways.
Right, FOMO is fear of missing out. Yeah, he talks about that. And he says the fellow who wrote the New York Times article, not so much. The thing that that was most impressive to me is that over a 6 month period, his online purchases declined by 43%.
Yeah, that's. I didn't get into, you know, finances with these individuals, but. It's very convenient to make those purchases and just make those impulse buys. And there's a point to it.
His spending on clothes in particular, he had spent $1,000 over a 6 month period previously, and he quit Facebook and it went down to $300.
That's crazy.
So they really, this is really the thing is they're getting at you mm-hmm. through the cookies and whatnot, yep. and they direct the ads to you.
Yeah, they know how to cater the ads to you. Mm-hmm. And then also, like I said, it's that impulse buy.
If this sounds to our listeners, if this sounds interesting, we should point out, he said he deleted Facebook, but he also installed tracker blockers And yep. without the tracker blockers, he probably would not have seen so many fewer ads coming to him.
Yeah, that is true. And then I wasn't sure if he also did away with all social media aspects of it. It sounded like he had a couple other social media outlets, but he did take the one that was the most, I think, heavy used.
Right. I think Facebook was his main one. There was something in here, and I would misplaced it, but he was talking about that. And this is somewhat off the subject, but there's a there's an online app or what have you that does trace your spending, and I thought that was interesting. It will tell you how much you're spending on this and how much you're spending on that, and that's a useful thing.
Yeah, and that's actually just for any type of personal finance apps out there. It was Mint is the one that he was using.
Mint, M-I-N-T. Yeah.
But there's other ones out there that you can use as well that tracks your spending, and then where is it going, and then, again, it's just a personal finance app where do your bills and everything.
I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll make a link to these articles, and you can read them for yourself if you're interested in if anyone who has the ambition, at least, of attempting to dial back the social media a little
Give
bit.
It a shot.
Yeah. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator, and he's the business technical analyst for the A&M Commerce Provost Office. And you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.